Bezalel Shem Yisbeluch, we begin Perichem Misha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Rambam Zichus Tumas Mesner, the laws of impurity that comes from a dead person, the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which in this parak we continue the theme of the previous parak, which we were discussing from the previous parakim, that of Tumas Oil as it applies to Tumas Mes, which we said in the previous parak that the whole would be able to transfer Tumas from one to the other one if it's a certain minimum size, which we said depending on what type of window it is, what size it would have to be. But in this parak we discuss what is something that's fit to actually minimize the hole from its measurement to say that now it's not big enough to be able to transfer the tumah from one bias to another bias. As Rami gets halacha regarding the general rule, chalain tashmish, regarding a window of utility, shesistama kulo, that all of it was sealed off, oistama, or sealed off, achanisha bapachas metefach, or that it has until less than a handbreadth, which we said that's the minimum of the chalain that has utility for being considered as a window to be able to transfer tumah from one to another one. So in bedava hachitzis befenayat tumasasam. So if the window was sealed with something that actually interposes and blocks tuma from passing, here's a chitzis. So that is a blocker. Vuhu sheyedava shein tat lefenayis. As long as it's something that he does not intend to remove from that area. Lefikach therefrom sasam achaloyin. If one closes the window, emiyat or at least diminishes it to less than that of a tefach. But achalim with food items, even if sheinu moksharin, that they were not susceptible to tuma. Which that's one of the qualities. Here it technically could be chaitzis, but here einam chaitzis is not going to be a blocker. She'af b'shem akam tuma, because although it's not susceptible to tuma, because we're not did not come in contact with one of the seven types of liquids yet. But him tuma, you're right; they themselves remain tar. But die to lefa noisim. But food items, his intention is going to ultimately remove it. He's not going to waste the food and leave it there forever. Now hayusruchim. Let's say they were spoiled. Aril chaitzim. So then it's going to be chatzitza. And so to b'chein teben sedur chaitzis, so to spoiled straw is going to block. B'shein, but if it's not spoiled, and the chaitzis not going to block. Mishadat l'vanayis is going to take it away. So that's these two criteria. It itself has to be something that could be chaitzis, that it's not makabel tumah, and also that he does not intend to remove it. As Ram continues with different examples. Tevua shagadlam, regarding grain that grew v'sasmes hachalayim, and it sealed off the window, or at least diminished the size, in the chitzetz, it's not going to be chitzetz, so why not? The fish of daitel of a nice is going to end up removing it over here. Why? Shemitah stakos, because it might ruin the wall. If it just grows over here, it could just break through the whole wall. But let's say how you carved off, let's say the roots were actually far away from the wall. The nut, but then the top of it grew and leaned towards the window and closed off the window. And so he doesn't. It's not going to ruin the window because the roots are not there. Ah, it's a chitzetz. It's going to be chitzetz because it's something that's not makabel tumah, it's connected to the ground, and he doesn't plan on removing it. And b'chein kol yitzvah zeh, and all types that are similar to this would fit into these categories. Halacha beis. Chavish shimelei gregir struchin. If you have a barrel that's filled with spoiled, dried figs, she'enim uchsharm, which are not susceptible to this one, they were not prepared with one of the seven liquids, and b'loirun lachil, not fit to be eaten, so again, the person's not going to want them, u'menachas b'chalein, and they're placed in the window, u'fiha chavish klapei atumah. And the opening of the barrel is towards the tumah, where we're talking about a barrel of earthenware, which is not makabel tumah from its from the outside. Now, sharei chavis tamei, because the barrel is tamei, so it's not chaitzitz. And v'chein kupa shimalei teben tzuruch. Let's say you have a box that's filled with spoiled straw. Shein ro, it's not fit. Lo l'macha behema, not for animal food. Lo l'tit, and not even for cement, because it's the thorns are mixed in, people wouldn't be able to use it. Emelu lasaka, not for fuel. Umenachas bachlein, it's in the window. So here the box is something that is tummy. So it's not going to be choitzes. So the question is, but regarding the contents of the box, what is that halacha going to be? So imichem hagreges. Meaning that we said the barrel is tummy because the inside is facing towards the tummy. The question is the back of it is towards it's towards the other things. So it's not regarding the barrel, but if the dried figs, which we said no one's taking it away, and it's not something but tummy, or vateven, in the case of the straw that's also spoiled, if they have the ability to stand by themselves, but if you would take away the vessel which they're in, it would be able to stay where it is. So they had the elu. So then the dried figs and the straw are chaitzin, they're blockers. But from la, but if not, in the chaitzin, not blockers because they themselves wouldn't be able to close it up. It's only the barrel that's holding them. But the barrel is makabel tumah. So therefore, you don't have anything being chaitzin. Asavim hamarim, regarding bitter herbs, shenim ruim behem, which is not fit for animals. Or matlonius, or regarding rags, shenim behem gimel al gimel, which does not have a 3x3 finger breadth, so therefore it doesn't even have the min mashir bin mekabel tuma. Showing with tenuf and makashim, which they were filthy and they were hard, kedushalayirum afilakanech adam in the street, that's not even fit even to clean off blood from a scrape. So it has both criteria. It's not makabel tuma, so it could be chayitz, and yes, you don't even want it because it has no utility. Or let's say ve'eva v'habasam adudalim bebehemet tamei. Or let's say you have a limb or flesh that's hanging from a non-kosher animal, because from a kosher animal it actually would be tamei and would not be chayitz. Behushati kahusha, and again, it's something we're talking about these two criteria. It's also lean. It's very meager. Shenirui lemachal agoy, that you can't even sell it to a gentile. Ukshur, it's also tied. Kedush leitibach, that it cannot run away. Because if it would, then again, it's not asid lekaima. It has to be something that's going to be maintained over there. Or let's say va'if tamish hashikem echalin. Let's say you have a non-kosher bird that's resting there by the window. Behushi mesar, it's also a type that scratches. Shari in the roa filla tinnikal sachem, but it's not even fit even for a child to play with. Or let's have a good kafis, a gentile that's bound over there by the window. Shumasur melech, that is also tied up because of the king. Sheinach yechlatir, that no one's allowed to untie him. Or let's have a shmeina, a baby that was born in the 8th month of pregnancy, is there b'yem Shabbos and Shabbos. Shari esal talta, you're not allowed to move him because he's considered as a dead child. Or v'hamelech ha'mu'udav b'kaitim, let's have salt that's mixed with thorns. Sheinarod l'achila b'lil abod, it's not fit for eating, not fit for even using as tanning, for making leather. Behushi munach al cheres, it has to be that it's on earthenware, kedushal yazik as a kaisel, because then if it would be harming, if the salt was there, you actually would remove it because it would harm the wall. But kaleila mamaita machalun, all these cases would diminish from the opening of the window. Shari in makabutum, all these cases we said did not makabutum. Vein dad labanazim, you don't intend to remove them, nishin rul malachal, because you have no utility for them. And same chin sefer Torah shabala. So, too, let's say you have a sefer Torah that got worn out. He was laying there in the window. Im gamash atiyush amigdinizas. If his intent was that it should just be buried over there because you can't use it anyway, he said mamad bachalin. It would diminish from the window size. Avala sheli, but regarding snow, vabarad and hail, vakfar and sleet, vaglid and ice, vamayim and water, in might bachalin, they would not diminish from the size, from the space of the window for the gap. Shariyim ruim kabbutum, because they are fit and the makabutuma. And then again, they don't qualify with the two criterion of napping row and napping mekabel tuma. Halacha gimel, miras a tefach. Let's say they diminished this, which is the minimum size of a hole, which is a window of utility, of the size of a handbreadth. Let's say that handbreadth was diminished. The pachas mekizayis mepsar meis, with less than the olive size of flesh of a dead person, or bepachas mekizayis mepsar nevela, less than the olive size piece of meat from a dead animal carcass. Or from a bone that's less than the size of a barley corn of a dead person. Or less than the size of a lentil from a sheretz, which all these are less than minimum shear of tumah of all these items. So they're going to be blockers. Because all these things are tahar, because they're less than the minimum shear of tumah. And it's also not significant for the person. It doesn't intend to remove it, so it has both criteria. And also, two criteria. Pachas megebeya achalim. If you have less than the egg size of food items, she'ena mukshom, which are not susceptible to tuma, in mukshom, it's not significant to the person. It's also something that's not makabel tuma because it's not mukshir. It's less than pachas megebeya. Ve'indat lefanaisim, he also does not intend to remove them because they're not chashim. But if you come at matafach, so there again, it diminishes the measurement of a tefach that tuma will not be able to pass through. Let's say the window was closed up with an earthenware vessel. The opening of the vessel was towards the outside. Here it's going to be chaitzes. As we said, in contrast to a previous case, here the opening is towards the outside. The tum is on the inside, and the back part of the vessel is towards the inside. A klicheres cannot become tummy from the outside by return. The bits can be tar, and the bits can be chaitzes. Now, but v'tzorch li is klicheres. Remember, we have to have both criteria. One that it's can be chaitzitz, because not makabel tuma, which is the case over here. But it also has to have that, this earthenware vessel would have to be repulsive and perforated, have holes. That it wouldn't be fit even to, let's say, use for bloodletting. They don't intend to remove it, because if you would, then there wouldn't be chaitzitz, for the reason of that it wouldn't be end up staying there to be considered like it's blocked up. Halacha hey, discuss regarding things that do not combine to diminish the opening. Let's say there was in the house mess, a dead person, or quarter of a kav of bones, or a thing similar like that from the bones that would contaminate in the oil. Now, Umir HaChalayin Shal Bayezeh, and he's diminishing the window of this house, Be'etzem Pachas Mekitzar, which we had said in Halacha Gimel, that, yeah, bone the less than the size of a barley corn could diminish it, because it has both criterion. No, in a miyad, in this case, it would not be a miyad. Sha'etzem Mitzdarf Latzemes, because here, in the oil itself, the source that's contaminating is bones. So we can't say that a bone, even less than the size of barley corn, would diminish, because to the contrary, if anything, it's combining with that tzumas that are inside the oil, and therefore it's not being memayed that Pesach. V'chein, so to each one of these cases, let's say it was a dead person inside, or an olive size of the flesh of a dead person. Now he's coming to diminish the size of the window that tumah should not be able to go out. But pachas megizayis mizames is using less than the olive size of flesh of a dead person. In a meat, it cannot be a meat. Because to the contrary, that meat is actually combined with the meat of the dead person that's inside the oil that's contaminated. But in this case, if you had a bone less than the size of a barley corn, would be memayid ad gezayis basa, would diminish for the tumah if it's the source is not bones but rather an olive size of flesh. And so to pachas megizayis basar, less than olive size of flesh, would be memayid, would diminish if you put it by the window, ide rebat tumas, if the source of the tumah is a quarter kav of bones, but kitzman, and anything like something like that, if it's not the same type of tumah, it actually would diminish. Mir es ha-tefach, let's say he's diminishing the hand breadth by the window, b'shasivo eid of hamnagoy, which either the warp and the woof, the length and the width threads that are waiting to be used for weaving, which they're only kabbal tumah from a negav tzaras, not by tumas mes, sheretz, and the velo. So these threads had a negav tzaras. Or let's say he tried minimizing the tefach begush me besa pras, a clump of earth from a besa pras, which is an area where a grave was plowed over. So in a minute, they would not diminish that tefach, shedabu tamei nechaitzis, because these things are tamei, and even if it's from a different type, and even if the tumah is from a different type, it's ultimately something that's tamei, it cannot be a blocker. Now, asa levina me'afar beis apras, by the way, but let's say he made a brick from the earth of the beis apras, this is tahir, it actually would be considered as tahar, u'ma'amates, and it would diminish the size of the tefach. Shalom, because the Chum didn't say that the earth of a beis apras is tamei, ila gush kibriyas, only clump as it's normal, as it was created. But when you turn it into a brick, it does not have that tumah anymore. Nistama tefach, let's say the size of the tefach, that hole in the window got closed up, in this matter, got diminished. But kuri akobish, in the spider's web, if there was substance to that, meaning they're thick and they don't just become undone by themselves, that would be a blocker. But if there's no substance, then it's not considered as if it's closed up, and therefore the tumah that would then spread from one to the next.